Hi there, Scott Stein from Cumulus Media in Saginaw, and we're going to talk tires for a while here. Gary Vredeveld, manager of the Miller Road Bell Tire, is here in studio with us. Hi, Gary.
Hello, sir. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic, and it's that time of year. No real snow necessarily yet, but we know the bad weather conditions and bad driving conditions are coming, so we want to make sure we stay in control behind the wheel, and of course, that requires special attention. Where do we start when it comes to, you know, especially our tires, I guess, checking your tires, getting ready for winter driving?
Well, and the first thing is obviously take your car in and have your tires checked. You know, the minimum requirement for most of the year in Michigan, you know, is 3/32. That's when we consider a tire worn out because it doesn't have enough tread to dissipate the water. The exception to that would be in the wintertime. In the wintertime, you know, we're compacting snow and slush, so we need a lot more. So we need about 6/32 as a minimum in the wintertime. So you know, you need to have somebody, you know, qualified with a tread depth gauge. Go out and evaluate your tires, because what you might think is really good, you would find out the very first bad day of snow is not enough. And that's the worst time to find out that you need tires.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I am. I'll look at my tires every now and then, just checking things. And eyeballing it is one thing, but actually checking it, having a professional with the tire gauge, you know, I guess I get a, I have a general feel when the tread is getting a little low, but it's good peace of mind to head to a Bell Tire and find out for sure.
It is, and a lot of people do, for convenience, do the 10-minute oil changes and quick stops, and you would hope and you'd assume that they're doing pretty good comprehensive inspections, letting you know when your tires are low, or at least checking your air pressure. And, you know, as we find more and more, it's common that you're getting an oil change and you're getting back out on the road, and you could have some issues that you needed to know about that you didn't. So, you know, taking it into a place that does free winter safety inspections like Bell Tire is important for your safety, and it doesn't cost you anything for peace of mind.
All right. And I like this next thing we're going to talk about. It spells out part. It's pressure, it's alignment, rotation, and tread. Put those letters together, P-A-R-T, you've got part. So when it comes to tires, let's go through and start with the letter P. That would be for pressure, right, Gary?
Yeah, and you know, it's real important, and it's a very overlooked thing. It's gotten better with the introduction of tire pressure sensors now to let you know when your tire's low. But still, as we find, it still means the only time people actually do check their air pressure is when that light finally does come on.
Right.
Well, you know, new cars sitting on the dealership lot lose air periodically with dramatic changes in the temperature. So it should be checked once a month as a rule of thumb. Your tires are generally a little bit low on air well before that light comes on, letting you know that you're too low. Well, it's costing you gas mileage.
Right.
It's costing you steering instability. It's making the tire operate at a lot higher temperature than it normally would, which makes it wear faster, which you're not getting your money's worth out of your tires. So, you know, checking it once a year is very important. With dramatic temperature swings like 60 during the day down to, you know, 20s at night, you know, it might need to be twice a month.
Right.
We do have at all of our stores a 24-hour free, 100% fully automated air pump.
I use it quite often.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because, you know, you don't need anyone to help you. It's preset for the most common air pressures, but you can adjust it to where you want it to. It beeps when it's inflated, so you know it's done. It literally takes minutes to, A, ensure your safety, B, ensure better gas mileage, and C, ensure that you're going to get the maximum life out of your tires.
Yeah. So they could head to a Bell Tire and not have to worry about maybe waiting for somebody to check their tire pressure.
Absolutely.
They can do it with that outside
unit,
right?
And we always will come out and help somebody that does need assistance. But yes, you absolutely have the convenience of doing it yourself. It's free, which is rare nowadays. Like I said, it's completely automated. You do not need a gauge. It's built onto it. You don't even have to look at it. When you hear the beeps, you know that you've done your part.
Wow, that's nice. Okay, so that's pressure. How about next, the letter A? That would be for alignment.
Yeah, and alignment is really crucial because on, you know, on the modern cars, What gets knocked out is what we call the toe. And that's whether your tires are all pointed straight ahead or if they're slightly taking left turns or right turns. Well, every hard pothole that you hit, which is numerous, probably in a mile, knocks out a teeny bit. And on a dry pavement, you won't notice they're fighting against each other. But when you get on the slippery surface, that's when you'll start to feel that steering wheel kind of jerking left and right.
Mm-hmm. Pulling a little bit, yeah.
Pulling, absolutely. And it's a valid reason for you to get your alignment checked because, A, it's making your tires wear abnormally and much faster than it would. So you're losing the value of your tires and how long they're going to last. But B, you'll notice it very, very bad on the slippery roads, and that's the last time you want to worry about a stability problem because of an alignment being out is on ice and snow and slush. And so once a year, we recommend alignment to be checked.
Would that be for the front and for the rear? Cars are lined in the rear, too.
Yeah.
Right?
In fact, it's almost all cars nowadays are four-wheel adjustable. Okay. Unless it's a truck or an SUV, almost all vehicles require a four-wheel alignment.
Gotcha.
And it's very important to, you know, have that checked, mm-hmm. The rear as well as the front, because you don't want to lose control on any aspect of the car. We always do free alignment checks, so if it's not out, it didn't cost you anything, you have peace of mind knowing it's fine.
Yeah, and I like it. You guys will do that little printout, and you can actually see the numbers that if it's way out of whack, it'll be a big number. If it's minor, it'll be a very small number. I love that piece of mind.
No, it's nice to know that you're safe. Alignment is a very inexpensive thing to have done on your vehicle to A, make your tires last dramatically longer. It's going to improve your gas mileage, mm-hmm. But ultimately it's going to make you a lot safer on the worst days of driving.
Yeah. So that's alignment. And next thing, another real simple thing to just do every now and then, mm-hmm. is rotate your tires. I don't do it every oil change. I think I do it pretty much every other oil change.
Mm-hmm.
So R is for rotation.
Yeah, and what you're doing is probably fine, and it really depends on somebody's driving habits. If somebody does a lot more city driving, they're turning the wheel a lot further, so the front tires are working a lot harder. Somebody that does more city driving needs to do it a little bit more often to where those front tires actually get a break on the back of the car, and then the back tires get to do a little work for a while. Mm-hmm. People like you or me, which do 95% freeway driving, we can extend our tire rotations a lot longer because none of our tires are turning that much. There's no real guideline as to when it should be done. On my own personal vehicles, I just look at the tires. I kind of feel the edges. When I feel they're getting a little uneven and are a little choppy on them, well, then it's time to rotate and rebalance your tires for you.
Gotcha. Okay. And then finally, as we spell out the word part, P-A-R-T, T is for tread. We kind of touched upon it earlier, the importance of making sure you've got good tread on your tires.
Yeah. Yeah. 3/30 seconds, like we said, is pretty much when any tire is considered legally worn out, because no matter what, you don't have enough tread on there for you. In the wintertime, obviously, we need every opportunity we can to be safe. Mm-hmm. So much more tread is required in the wintertime with snow and slush than you would worry about in the summertime. And a lot of people don't understand that the tread is a lot of the cushion that you're driving on.
Right.
A severely worn tire, your vehicle will ride much harder than it did, with a lot thicker tread, because that's actually a lot of the cushion under your car. So, mm-hmm. The only part of your car, no matter what type of car you drive, that touches the road is your tires.
Right.
So it's definitely the most important thing to have inspected on a regular basis. That way we can also, when we're looking at your tires, see is there any premature cracking starting to happen. Sometimes when you hit a hard pothole, it'll cause a separation in the sidewall, which is a bulge. Mm-hmm. Some people never notice that because they don't look at their tires, but that could eventually rupture and cause a spontaneous loss of air. So, it's really important that if you're getting them rotated on a regular basis, you're getting a lot more done. You're getting a full inspection on your tires so you know the state of health of them. You can catch stuff way before you would need to know it in an emergency situation. And then you're getting your brakes looked at and generally the rest of your vehicle looked at too. So it's a really good idea to schedule it to be done on a regular basis. So you can catch things way before it becomes a pressing emergency and you have time to adjust and get ready for it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's T for tread. So I feel like we've gone through the alphabet here. P-A-R-T, pressure, alignment, rotation, tread. Gary Vredeveld, manager of the Miller Road Bell Tire. He is your guy. Why don't you pass along some contact information, Gary? You guys have a phone number there or a website?
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously reach us on the internet at www.belltire. That's BELLETIRE.com. It'll give you a lot of guidelines for work that we do, things that you should have checked on your vehicle for you. Plus, it'll give you a location based off your zip code or city you're looking at of every store that'll be within your general area.
With phone numbers and everything.
With the phone numbers, yeah, email addresses. Also, you can look on our website. You can put in, if you know, a lot of people don't know their tire size, but you can plug in your vehicle information, and we'll give you all the options available so you can actually look for yourself and see what's out there. You can do a little homework on your own.
So instead of kneeling down on your knees to get the number off the tire, you can just go to the website, put your car information in, and get the tire size.
Absolutely.
Never knew that.
If you see something that you like, you can check availability at our locations to see if we have them. You can actually, at that point in time, say this is something you're doing at 10 o'clock at night, you could actually set up an online appointment for us for the next day or for out whenever you want, and it'll automatically reserve the tires for you, set up a standing appointment. So we know everybody's time's important. So if you set up an appointment, you're going to get in and out really quickly, not like sitting in your doctor's office for an hour and a half before you come in. So we do everything we can to try to get you back on the road in as little time as possible.
All right. Well, thanks for being our guy there, Gary from Bell Tire. And this has been a podcast with Cumulus Media Saginaw and Bell Tire.